With that do not require a quorum. I'd like to say good morning to everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Welcome to San Luis Obispo. It is May 3rd, right?
I think so.
4th.
3rd.
3rd. Why don't we begin our board meeting with roll call? Mr. Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Reese Delgado. Absent. Michael Johnston. Absent. Russ Jeffries. Absent. Jeff Young.
Present.
Dr. Gold.
Present.
Michael Jordan.
Present.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, everybody. We just heard from Michael Thomas, our Assistant Executive Officer, right over there. And to my left is Jessica Newman, our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board. In the back of the room is Chris Adair, who is playing cards. No, he has testimony cards. And if you could fill those out for the items that you're interested in and then hand those back to staff, we'll know to call your name for the item when it comes up. Also, we have in the back of the room, next to Chris in that box back there, we have supplemental sheets for items for which we had materials that were prepared after the agenda itself was sent out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Northern Contingent just arrived.
Hello, boss.
Hey, how are you?
So I'll go through and point out those items for which we have those supplemental sheets. We try to email those out or mail them out ahead of time if there's sufficient time to do that. Some of them are a little bit more last minute, but just to make sure you're aware of them if you're interested in these items. So for item 7, recommended closures, we have a supplemental sheet for the former Gallo service station in Pismo Beach. For item 11, resolution in support of Mission Hills Community Services District, supplemental sheet. That's in Lompoc. For item 12, Regional Groundwater Assessment and Protection Program, we have a supplemental sheet. For item 16, City of Salinas Municipal Stormwater Permit, we have two supplemental sheets. And that's it for the supplemental sheets. I'd also like to remind you to please set your phones so that, or any other devices, so that they will not interrupt the meeting as a courtesy to everyone else. And what we're going to do today is take items 12 and 13 in reverse order. So we will take up Senate Bill SBX2. About nitrate and groundwater prior to item 12, the Regional Groundwater Assessment and Protection Program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs. Frances is not here, right? Our state
right, board I failed to mention her since she's not here, but she's unable to join us right now.
And so we have no report.
Right.
Okay.
I will mention, though, that thank you. I will mention that frequently Franz Pivey Weber mentions to us that the State Board's Executive Director report is a good reference, and I have just sent out the latest one to you earlier this morning, so you'll have that available to you next time you check your email.
Okay. And are you finished with introductions?
I think so.
Okay. How about Ms. Oaken?
Oh, hello. how could I miss? seated to the far left is Lori Oaken of the Office of Chief Counsel of the State Water Resources Control Board, who is joining us for a later item in the agenda today. And Ms. Oaken used to be our counsel assigned to our board. So thanks for joining us today.